I'm joined on the line now by the Prime Minister from the Conservative Party conference. Mr. Cameron, Prime Minister, good morning to you. The message coming from the Chancellor yesterday, 6 more years of austerity. Do you think people are going to flock to the ballot box to vote Conservative as a result of that?
I think people will absolutely understand why what the Chancellor is saying is necessary. We've been running deficits in our country, annual overdrafts, if you like, year after year. And I think every family, every business knows that in the good years, you need to put something aside. So what the Chancellor is saying is if better economic growth continues, we should be aiming for a surplus so we start to reduce our overall levels of debt. I thought the most powerful thing he said was that, you know, the last crisis pushed us to the brink. If we don't take the debt levels down, the next crisis could push us over the brink. I think everyone will understand that, and everyone will understand this is responsible long-term politics, and we should be thinking about the debts we leave to our children.
Prime Minister, later today we're going to hear that you want doctors' surgeries to be open for more hours. How will that work in practical terms?
Well, what we're doing is a pilot scheme in all 9 regions of the country, funded by the government, to say that doctors' surgeries should stay open from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, 7 days a week. This is a pilot scheme, but I hope something that will work well and we'll be able to roll out across the country. And for 2 reasons. One is so that hard-working people who find it difficult to get to the GP because they're at work find it easier to get an appointment. And secondly, I think part of the pressure on our accident and emergency units has been that people who really need a GP have been pitching up at accident and emergency, and so I think this will help to take the pressure off them.
As a parent, when did you last have to use out-of-hours GP, Prime Minister, and how was it for you?
My daughter managed to put a sticker up her nose, and actually we did go to A&E because we thought it would be necessary to have quite a precise piece of work to get it out. So that's the last I can remember.
I hope it was a Conservative sticker, Prime Minister.
I'm afraid history doesn't relate what the sticker was.
Right.
But look, I live next to a GP in Oxfordshire, and I know how hard they work. But I know that a lot of working people find it very difficult. Actually, MPs are relatively fortunate in that it's quite a flexible job in some ways. But I mean, if you're in an office that you can't leave or at a workplace that you're absolutely on the case, it's very difficult to just up sticks and off and go and see a GP.
Do you remember all those years ago when you were the leader of the opposition, Prime Minister, when we were in different studios, you told me that UKIP were nothing more than a bunch of fruitcakes, closet racists and loonies, and how you shared your views with me? Have you changed your mind?
Yes, I have. I don't think it's sensible to insult another political party, particularly when some of your own supporters have gone to support them.
Why have they gone?
And I want to... Because I think we've had to make difficult decisions. We've been in a coalition. We haven't... not everything we've done has delighted everybody. I think we've actually done a good job at turning the economy around, getting jobs going, getting the deficit down. But now is the time to turn to those people who've gone to UKIP and say, look, if you want to have an in-out referendum, if you care about sorting out our immigration system, if you care about reforming welfare, you won't get it by voting UKIP. You can only get those things by voting for the Conservative Party. So I'm appealing to them very directly. I think this week is going well here in Manchester, and we've got to keep up that very clear message.
How do you respond to this sort of olive branch from Nigel Farage that where there is a Eurosceptic Conservative candidate, he might not field a UKIP candidate? How do you respond, Prime Minister?
Well, look, I don't believe in pacts and deals. I think political parties should set out their stall and call for people's support. Yes, but I'm campaigning not to have another coalition. I want to have a Conservative-only government because I think, not for my benefit, but I think the country needs strong government with a clear mandate and more accountability. Look, if local UKIP candidates or local UKIP supporters want to support the local Conservative because they know that's the only way to get the in-out referendum they want or the only way to continue with welfare and immigration reform, then I'll welcome that, but no pacts, no deals.
How are you going to use the blonde bombshell that is the London mayor in the run-up to the general election?
Well, he's a tremendous asset for London, but also for the Conservative Party, and Boris and I will be campaigning... hand in hand might be taking it. People might take that the wrong way, but we'll be campaigning
policies.
very closely together.
Actually,
I remember that when he got elected in 2007, I raised his arm aloft, and typically Boris, he wouldn't let go of my hand. So I walked round with him, hand in hand, at this rally, which was seared into my memory. He's a great asset for us, so we'll be campaigning together. I think he'll have a particular role in trying to win over Londoners. To the idea that a Conservative-only government can really get this country moving in the way that we need to.
I know you have to go. I have time for just a final question. The mayor was asked by Jeremy Paxton yesterday what a pint of milk costs. I wouldn't do anything as low as that. Instead, Prime Minister, what's the cost of a value sliced white bread loaf at Tesco or Sainsbury's this morning?
Well, it's going to cost you over a pound. I mean, I actually...
A value sliced loaf, Mr Prime Minister.
I don't buy the value sliced loaf. I've got a bread maker at home, which I delight in using, and it turns out in all sorts of different ways. But you can buy a loaf in a supermarket for well north of a pound.
Or a little bit south, I have to tell you. A value loaf, sir, is 47 pence, Prime Minister.
Oh, well, I don't buy the... I'm trying to get my children to eat that... the sort of granary... They do that and they take it, actually.
The trouble with the bread maker is it takes so long. It takes about three and a half hours.
If you think ahead, all you got to do is you get... I'm a little plug for the flour made in my constituency, Cotswold Crunch. You get some of that, beautifully milled in the Cotswolds.
Yes.
And you pop that in your bread maker. You can set the timer overnight. And so when you wake up, there's this wonderful smell wafting through your kitchen.
Thank you
It takes 30 seconds to put the ingredients in. So I think it's time for the Ferrari household to to get the... I'd recommend the Panasonic. There we are, as a shameless plug.
Well, that's
very easy. Even Nick Ferrari could work a Panasonic bread maker.
I very much doubt it, but I wish you well the next time you put your ingredients in. Prime Minister, thank you very much. In regards to your daughter, hope she gets better from the sticker up her nose.